So you want to edit a few glitches out of your daughter's pep rally video and get it posted within an hour. Let's be realistic. Upload times depend on your bandwidth and your computer. The better both are, the faster this happens. But we got to get started. The software we will use is the AVS4U free version. I'm going to assume you already have your computer started and the software is open. Let's get that video editable. First, we click on the button that says click here to add files. Then we browse to the video file. Next, we click on the word open and we wait for the file to load. Once it's loaded and in the current project window, the very next thing we need to do is get it cached so that we can save the project. Then if something happens and the program closes unexpectedly, we still have access to the file and all of our work's not lost. So we right click on the picture of the video and we tell it to cache. While it's caching, we can move the file to the video editing line by right-clicking on it and telling it to add it to the video editing line, or we can drag and drop it there. While the program caches, we want to look at the tools now. You see the transitions button and the video effects buttons? Those are like the transitions in a PowerPoint program. The text button allows you to provide text captions for the video as well as for any picture that you want to drop in and to add credits at the end of the movie. The voice button allows you to record a narrative. The disk menu allows you to create a menuing system. And the produce is probably the most important button. You click on that when you're through with all your edits to actually create the movie. You'll notice just to the right of that, there's the traditional triangles and squares. Now, our program has finished caching, so we're ready to edit. We're going to click that right arrow button and let it play through the video for just a few minutes until we see something that needs to be cut. Then we're going to click the stop button and we're going to drag the little triangle just a little bit to the left, get back to the port that we don't want. And we're going to click that trim button and mark it. Now we're going to drag it over to the rest of the segment we don't want in there and click it again. Click the red X and move it out of there. We continue like this until we get the video edited just the way that we want it, and we're done. We click on the word produce at this point and we choose the web version. Click the word next, give it a file name, click on create, and wait for it to finish. Once it's finished, we upload it to our website and we're done. This process could be finished in an hour or less, depending on the length of your video.